You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about greater access to heritage for and with blind and partially sighted people, as our friends at Vocalise, the national charity providing access to the arts for blind and partially sighted people through audio description, have just been awarded a National Lottery Heritage Fund grant to explore co-created audio descriptions in 10 heritage hubs across England, working with local Thomas Pocklington Trust sight loss councils through the Describing Heritage Project. Olivia Hukin, Museums, Galleries and Heritage Programme Manager at Vocalise, joins me now to tell me more about this very exciting Describing Heritage Project. Hello, Olivia, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. It's really lovely to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Firstly, Olivia, for those people who may not have come across Vocalise before or caught our regular Vocalise roundups here on the station with Jess, do give me a brief bit of background to Vocalise and the work that you do around access in museums, galleries and heritage for blind and partially sighted people.
Of course, yes. So as you already mentioned, Vocalise brings art and culture to life for blind and visually impaired people and audiences across theatre, museums, galleries and heritage venues across the UK and sometimes across the world as well through audio description. And we've been working in the arts for over 25 years, but in the museum sector specifically for over 10 years, doing things like training their staff in vision awareness and creating audio descriptive guides. And I've been the museums, galleries and heritage programme manager for just over 3 years. So we've worked with all kinds of venues, from small volunteer run galleries to big venues like the Natural History Museum in London.
And it's fantastic news about the National Lottery Heritage Fund grant and the Describing Heritage co-creating access provision, which will be working, as I say, with 10 heritage hubs and the local sight loss councils too, providing greater access for blind and partially sighted people. Olivia, is there evidence to show that more could be done around making heritage more accessible to visually impaired people, you know, and involving them too? And that's not to say that there is some great work going on out there making heritage accessible to blind and partially sighted people, but possibly more could be done?
Absolutely. So access in heritage is absolutely a work in progress. There is more that can be done. So for example, recently Vocalise carried out our heritage access project. It was back in 2022, where we reviewed the websites of every heritage venue in the UK. We found that 1 in 5 of these websites had no access information on their web pages. So while that doesn't necessarily tell you exactly what's going on in the venue itself, it certainly shows you that there's plenty still to do on the digital side. And then we've also been working recently on some really exciting innovative projects in terms of access. So, for example, the Sensational Museum Project, which aims to challenge the museum sector to move away from relying on vision as the primary sense for visitors to access their spaces. And there's several pilot venues taking part in that project who are kind of experimenting with interventions into their displays that look at this kind of more multi-sensory approach. And a few of the venues include Cambridge Archaeology and Anthropology Museum, Roman Baths Museum in Bath, and Keswick Museums. And then the current project that we're working on now, the Describing Heritage Project, will be taking inspiration from research that's happening at the University of Westminster on a model for co-creative audio description, which is called the Workshop for Inclusive Co-Created Audio Description, or WICID for short.
And obviously the project will be working with a number of local Thomas Pocklington Trust sight loss councils. What will blind and partially sighted council members be getting involved in within the project? Would it be sort of around visual awareness training, that sort of thing? Or will they have the opportunity to get involved in the creation of the audio descriptions too?
Yes, so we'll be inviting members from local sight loss councils to join in co-creative audio description workshops at these 10 heritage hub venues across the UK. So if you're kind of part of a sight loss council that's local to a museum that's running one of these sessions, there'll be at least 6 spaces per workshop. And through that workshop, it'll be kind of co-creating with the venue staff, so curators, for example, or engagement teams, to produce we're hoping at least 120 new audio descriptions of objects or artworks to be recorded and put online and displayed in their venues. So lots of things to get involved in. There'll also be pop-up exhibitions to visit. And as always, of course, we'd absolutely love people to get out the word out there as much as they possibly can.
It does sound really exciting. And I know it's really early days for the Describing Heritage project, but what would you like to see as the potential outcomes of the project around access within museums, galleries and heritage sites for blind and partially sighted people?
So our really core aim for this project is to embed those audio description skills into the sector by upskilling their staff and their volunteers in audio description techniques, basically. But it's also really important to increase vision awareness across the kind of sector as a whole, as well as the confidence in engaging with local people who may not have engaged with their venues before, and also in strengthening those relationships with people who have. And yeah, so that's kind of our key aim is really just to kind of grow access and the ways that we do that. And then, of course, the 120 audio descriptions at the end of the project is going to be a really rich resource that we'll have online as part of this new library.
And when will people sort of be able to access those audio descriptions? Because is it a sort of couple of years, this project?
Yeah, great question. So our kind of deadline for the end of the project is around 20 to 22 months from now. So definitely by then, but potentially sooner.
Finally, Olivia, what would be the best way for people to, I suppose, find out more about the Describing Heritage project, maybe get involved and maybe just follow the progress of the project?
So we'll be sharing our progress and all the opportunities to get involved through all the vocalised channels. So that's including our newsletter and What's On guides, which you can sign up to on our website, which is vocalise.co.uk, and on all of our social media platforms. So at the moment we're on Instagram, which is at Vocalise Audio Description, all one word. LinkedIn, we're under Vocalise Audio Description there as well. And then Facebook, we're at Vocalise AD.
Well, we will be closely following the progress of the Describing Heritage project here on RNIB Connect Radio. And thank you very much indeed, Olivia, for chatting with me here today and telling me more about this very exciting Describing Heritage project.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.